Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning, and what a weekend it was. A very long weekend. Bit of work, bit of play, and of course the AFL Grand Final game.
Mighty Tigers.
I know, but they got absolutely mauled by the Tigers, the Giants, which was a bit of a sad Grand Final watch because you always like a bit of a nail biter, but by the first quarter, you pretty much thought, yeah, it's over.
89 points.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
It was an absolute drubbing.
Decimated.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sure the Tigers are pretty happy about their win.
I'm sure they are, including myself, being a Tiger supporter.
A very important day today. Happy World Coffee Day. Yes,
oh my
International
God,
World Coffee Day. For you and I, it's basically our religion. All hail coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I've popped up a little meme on our Facebook and Instagram page if you want to go check it out. What your coffee says about you. Then it lists some coffees like espressos, macchiatos, cappuccinos, flat whites, all that. And a little kind of blurb about if that's your drink, what your personality is kind
okay.
of like.
And what does it say about what we drink?
We have cappuccinos, basically. It says you're warm-hearted and bubbly with a hint of passion. Don't forget to wipe the foam off your lip. How many times have you said to me, Ali, you have chocolate on the side of your mouth?
And on your teeth.
Yeah, well, you know, I do that just to be funny.
Uh-huh.
But I also don't mind a macchiato, a long mac, actually.
What's a macchiato?
It's a bit of espresso and then a dash of milk, but I like the milk topped up. So
okay. That
is your confident and light-hearted, traditional yet reserved. So I'm not really sure about that one.
I like a matty yogi.
A what? What's a matty yogi?
Nothing, boo-boo.
You absolute moron.
Today marks the beginning of a new month and the beginning of
Rocktober.
It's a month full of really amazing music features, including great moments in music history, Behind the Hits, which looks at the making of various songs, Legends of Rock, and Rewind. Now, all of these segments you'll hear each day throughout
Rocktober.
Shortly, for example, we'll hear from Keith Richards from the Stones talking about writing riffs. There's an acoustic version of a classic track from Jimmy Barnes After Midday and Great Moments in Rock After Two.
It's all thanks to the Ravenswood Hotel, the home of live rock. Let's get rocked for Rocktober.
Good morning. It's Gunners and Alley for breakfast after a long weekend. And I just saw that news article that Monique posted on our Facebook page. 700 people were tested for drink driving and none of them were over the limit.
That's right. Yesterday, on the way back from the long weekend, actual Mandurah Police posted it and Mon shared it. So, yay. Congratulations for everybody being well behaved.
And not over the limit.
Or asleep, because it was Monday.
91.7 The Wave. Good morning, Gunners and Alley, with Gunners providing some backing vocals really badly to Sean Mullins.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Before that, Take On Me. I was actually singing that in the hall. Couldn't quite
hit. You did quite well.
I couldn't quite hit those high notes, and I don't know how he did back in the day, but yeah, it's just, you know, like these Norwegians.
Some people, I tell you. They can vocalise right up to the stratosphere.
Right. 8:15. Happy birthday to us. Happy, nearly.
Yeah, well actually today is technically our birthday. The 1st of October is when we first launched here on The Wave. So I'd just like to take a moment to say happy birthday to both of us. Our first year being on air here on The Wave, obviously switching over from Coast, where we were on breakfast for years there as well. So we're old hats at the old breakfast radio gig.
I'm still not used to getting up at 4 o'clock
in
the morning.
No, you never get used to getting up early. It never, ever gets easier. You just do it. Bleary-eyed every year. But it's fine.
That's why we love coffee.
Now, to celebrate our first birthday, we want everyone to come along. We're giving away tickets to join us for The Wave's first birthday bash at the Ravenswood Hotel in a couple of weekends' time, Saturday. Doors open at 6. There's going to be loads of fun things and it's 80s themed. So that means get your costumes out. There's a best dressed costume prize. There's going to be loads of fun and games. I might even sing a few songs. What do you think about that? A bit of Cyndi Lauper, a bit of Madonna?
Yeah,
girls just want to have fun?
Yes,
Why not?
So do that.
Well, we'll see anyway.
I'll provide the backing vocals.
Great. What are you going to dress up as?
I'm undecided between Prince or Adam the Ant.
Adam Ant. Yeah. Right, okay.
So I've been looking at pirate costumes.
Prince. That's pirate costumes.
Yeah, because, you know, if you have a look back at the film clips that Adam and the Ants
those
did.
Those high boots.
They dress like pirates.
With those jackets.
Yeah, exactly. It's all pirate
Modern
stuff.
Day pirates.
So I'm going to go and try and find a pirate costume and then customise it with some, you know, Adam the Ant facial paint stuff.
Why don't you just go hit up Pirate George from the Pirate Ship Mandurah? I'm sure he'll lend you his costume.
Good idea.
I know, right? Then it's free. You love a good bargain. I'm still deciding on what I'm going
to
wear. It's going to be pretty 80s no matter what.
You might not go with,
do I have to go as Madonna, really?
Yeah, you have to.
But you know,
can go as Cyndi Lauper. They're pretty much the same.
I just dress up 80s style. Anyway, who wants to come along and celebrate with us? The whole Wave team is going to be there. Lots of fun and a drink on arrival included as well. Plus,
sweet.
I think there's going to be a live DJ and all sorts of stuff going on. A real live DJ.
Wow.
My turn for the hard word. Are you ready for this?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, this one's a phobia, so you do have a bit of a chance to kind of decipher this one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Cynophobia.
Is it a fear of science?
No, it's spelt C-Y-N. Is it a fear of cyborgs, a fear of cats, or a fear of dogs? A, B, or C, cyborgs, cats, or dogs? Cynophobia.
How am I supposed to work that out?
I don't know. One of them's right.
It's got to be robots, hasn't it? Cynophobia? Cyborg? I'm going to go with that.
Cool. So you're going with cyborgs. I could see why you would have gone that way, which is why
I teased
you and dangled cyborgs, because I know you love robots and flesh-eating zombies. It is incorrect. So is a fear of cats.
It's a fear of dogs.
It's a fear of dogs.
Cynophobia.
Cynophobia is a fear of dogs, although I think I prefer the cyborg one.
Yeah, the human flesh-eating cyborg zombies.
Ali's Random Facts.
Now, you've seen the movie Truman Show with Jim Carrey, right?
Great movie.
Such a good movie. But did you know Truman Show delusion is a real disorder?
Really?
Yep. Also known as Truman Syndrome, it's the belief in which the patient believes he's being filmed and that the films are being broadcast for the entertainment of others.
That's a thing?
Yep. It's called the Truman Syndrome, and it basically inspired the movie.
How many people suffer this delusion?
Well, you do a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if we're actually all here or if we're all viruses or... What does it all mean, Ali?
Look, that's a whole nother random fact, maybe a whole week's worth, or maybe just a psychiatrist visit, Gunners.
What, for you or me?
Definitely not for me. I'm happy living in ignorant bliss.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.